Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk about these Washington Capitals. Really good win last night. Feel like they needed that. Joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Brent Johnson. Of course, you can find him on X at JohnnyGoalie12. Johnny, what's up, man? How are you?
What up, JP? What up, B. Mitch? How you guys doing?
Man, we're good, brother. How you been, man?
I've been busy, which is good, right?
You've definitely been busy.
That's a great thing right there, man.
Exactly. It's been doing lots of shows, getting lots of cracks at it. Now, like you guys said, the Caps finally got a win last night, which they really needed.
Yeah. Man. You don't want to, like, over concern yourself with a team that's been this good, and then they kind of have, you know, Ovi's chase kind of maybe like moves their focus a little bit for a stretch.
Yeah.
Were you ever concerned, like, or was last night just a good game that they needed to have?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there was ever a panic, you know, no one was pushing buttons or anything like that. I was a little concerned with, you know, the way that they have kind of drifted into this kind of allowing a lot of goals and then only getting goal scoring from one entity, that being Alex Ovechkin. It's crazy, but over like the last 9-10 games, he's got like 30% of the goals. So that was a little concerning. But on the other hand, like you guys said, everyone's focused on getting Ovi the puck. Like, how can we get it? And then,
right.
And were they really playing Capital hockey?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of look at it that way. I don't think, like, you have to go into the last game tomorrow and be, you know, lights out, unbelievable. You had a good game to get you in it. I think you can go out there, play your game, try and work on a few things personally. But I don't think it needs to have to be the best game going into the playoffs.
But like what I felt like, you know, when they were going for the record for Ovi, yes, you've been taught. Your coaches are telling you we're going to play our regular type of hockey. You can say that all you want. Human nature, you want Ovi to get that record. And you start playing a little different. How long does it take when you know now that's over? We got to get back to playing. It takes a few games, doesn't it?
I would think so. You said it. It's like subconsciously, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going, hey, listen, yeah, everything's good. We're going to go out there. Look, we're ready. It's preparation is normal as usual. And then you get out there and then something just isn't firing the way it should, right? You're not back checking as hard, or you're not doing this, or you're not doing that. And we forgot to mention, they've been so far beyond, they've had this thing locked up for over a month now, the Eastern Conference. So they probably just didn't hit that switch yet. And I'm with you, B-Mitch. It takes a couple games to get back into it. granted, last night you gotta think neither team was really playing for anything. I think it was mostly a pride game for the Washington Capitals to go out there, show you can play a full 60 minutes, which they did.
And they definitely did. I thought Strome was really good in a time where they need somebody else to kind of step up and score, to your earlier point. Ovi and Willie, I think, are playing really well. We're talking with our friend Brent Johnson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can watch Brent on Monumental Sports Network's Capitals coverage. Give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. Where do you think, is it weird to be this late where every other playoff matchup, at least in the East and maybe even in the West, is set, and Washington still doesn't know if they're going to get Montreal or Columbus? Does that matter at all?
I guess you could argue, like, the more preparation you have to see and study video, maybe. I don't know. If it's Columbus, they just played them twice, right? They got Columbus's best game. They could give. And they're also riding the hottest goaltender in the NHL, I think 7 straight wins and like a goal against a game average. So that Jet Greaves is unreal right now. So you know what you're going to get there. With Montreal, I mean, yeah, you haven't seen them in a little while, but I think you also know what they have. They have a lot of darters. They're a smaller team. They're not as sound defensively. The interior, I think Washington could pick them apart in the offensive zone. It's just got to play against Montreal. You got to play a great defensive game because they can score. And now you know exactly what Columbus can do because, man, they got some guys, Fantilli, Kent Johnson, Werenski on the blue line. They're very, very talented team. And on paper, they're unreal.
Right. It's and they're hot down the stretch here.
And they're hot.
Dude,
and they're hot, yeah.
In a granted it was a back-to-back, but they won those two games last weekend 11-1 combined. Like that, I don't know, man. That I'd like to play the other guy. I guess we'll find out.
Exactly. I think the playoffs, and we've all seen it, right? It doesn't really matter the sport. Playoffs is a different entity. It's the postseason for a reason. Guys are harder hitting. Guys are more into every single thing they do. The preparation is locked down. They got extreme focus, you know, whether they're staying at a hotel, when they're even in town, things like that. So it's just a whole nother game. So, yeah, they're hot, Columbus, and if they do face them, yes, it could be a little bit of a nail biter. I think it would be in the back of your mind that you would that you just got beat, yes, 11-1 in two games. So, but I think that goes in like, hey, we're the Capitals. We're a fantastic team. We know exactly what we can do. If the Capitals play with emotion, if they play with a chip on their shoulder, I don't think there's a team that can beat them. It's when they kind of sit back and get on their heels and kind of watch the game is when, you know, teams kind of roll over them. And so I hope the Capitals, they're going to be waiting maybe tonight. We'll see, or could be waiting again till tomorrow to find out. But it's interesting. It keeps us all right on the edge.
Oh, yeah. But, Logan Thompson has been out for a minute now, and you're goalie. And when coming back from an injury, how many games will he need, or you think he will need, for him to get back to how he was throughout the year?
That's another good question. I think that really relies on the trust of the coach, because once cleared, any player is going to be like, all right, just get me out there. That's all I need is just get me out there. And so I would think that trust from the coach, like saying, all right, he's dialed in. I looking at him in practice and he looks great. There's no cobwebs, no nothing. I would think it's just when he thinks he can go, right now. And I don't know specifically what he is coming back from, whether it was when he took the puck up high to his to his head, and then waited a few minutes, then left the game in between periods way back when, or if it's a something different, upper body, you know, like they say. So whatever it may be, I think that that's probably the discussion between the coach and the goalie himself. And then you got to also remember Charlie Lindgren is the guy who got you there last year. Mm-hmm. And if he plays like he did down the stretch last year, and I would say he's got 20 wins on the year this year, and I don't think his numbers particularly speak to what he has done for the team. I think he's a fantastic option as well. So they have that shored up. I'm pretty sure they have that shored up. It's just the guys playing in front of them. And that's what it is. I want to take you guys right back to the beginning of the season. Logan Thompson's winning all these. And he looks fantastic. But he was also stopping breakaway after breakaway after two-on-one after three-on-one. Well, was that just masking a little bit of what the goalie's playing so well? Was that masking a little bit of what the Capitals were kind of lacking defensively? It could have been.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they let a few goals in here and they don't get the goaltending that they were getting. And now it's showing a little bit more. And so I hope that's not the case, but you never know. Hockey's so fickle and funny and weird that any one of those things could be happening.
It is true. They were. Just if you even look at the stats, like the goals against were so outrageously in their favor. And then,
right.
You know, even before the focus really became the streak, but like after Four Nations, the numbers didn't look quite as good, and you kind of saw it unfolding. Let's hope it gets all the way back, or they could just score enough that you don't have to have just the world's best goaltending to advance. I don't even want to ask that.
Yeah,
I don't even want to speak that into existence. I want to ask something else. So.
Yeah,
I love all the monumental coverage for the Caps. I can't imagine there's a local broadcast team more beloved than Joe B. and Locker. And I know Joe B.'s going through his voice stuff. He'll be back for the playoffs. Alan did a great job. John Walton's been doing a great job. The pre and post with you and Alexa and Tarek and DSP and Alan when he's on that. Like, it's just the Caps product is so dope. And I love hearing from Alan and Locker and everybody, but you actually played with Ovi for three seasons, right?
Yeah, four seasons.
Four seasons, pardon me.
Yeah.
Like, what was he like just as a teammate, as a dude? What was it like to share a dressing room with that guy?
Yeah, the first four seasons of his career, and I was just a 7-year vet at that time, I guess. And coming into Washington, you know, I can remember, you know, meeting all the guys, meeting Ole Kolzig, and then us kind of looking at each other when we get our first glimpse at Ovechkin on the ice and kind of like looking and being like, is this kid for real? Like, playing absolutely loose and heavy in practice. And we were like, God, this kid's got this like appetite, like this thirst for scoring, even when, like, even if you stop him in practice as his teammate, like back in the day, he used to get really pissed off and that shows kind of like the champion spirit in him, or that thirst or appetite I was talking about, is that he just wants it. He really does. It's, there's just certain players that have that, I think. And they're, one in a million, and the Washington city, the DMV, were just so lucky to get this one, this guy who, this zany, wacky kid who wears his heart on his sleeve, who will tell you anything straight to your face. Won't hide behind, a language barrier or anything like that. He'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. And I think a lot of guys respect that. And, well, firsthand, I did respect that. And that's why I love him still to this day. I love watching him play. I get thrilled and excited just like I did when he was my teammate.
Mm-hmm. So for you then, talking with our friend Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie, now does a ton of awesome Caps work on Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. For you as a dude that is now a broadcaster and gets to enjoy Alex's play, you know, that way, but who played with him for 4 years, what did the goal record mean to you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Well, I mean, looking back, it's so easy to say right now, but I mean, looking back, honestly, I think everyone looking at that record, and you heard it from Joe B. and Locker at the start, right? Oh, you only have 874 more goals to go, Ovi, when they did that that famous call when he scored. It's like nobody thought that this was attainable. And and then through the years, right, through the years. So we always were that, you know, I felt that way too. Let's just say, let's just be honest. I felt that way too because Wayne Gretzky is this guy, he's on a mountain, right? He's like the Mount Rushmore of hockey, and all the faces are his. And you know what I mean? And so I'm looking at it as a hockey lover from Detroit. I grew up, it was Wayne Gretzky and Steve Yzerman, and those two were like the it for me. And so I was like, this thing will never be touched. His assists, his points will never be touched. And then you go on and you get to 100 and 2 and 3, and next thing you know, you're at 7 and he's still going and he's 35. And, you know, it's like, I don't know who came up with the phrase, the Russian machine never breaks. I don't know who was that. I don't know if it was Ovi himself.
I think Alex did.
Somebody else. Yeah. So it's true. He literally called it. He does not break. At 39, he's slowed down. But his shot hasn't, his passion for scoring hasn't, and that is incredible. And there's no way that we could sit back there and watch a 19, 20-year-old kid and figure out just what he's going to do. Yes, he had some great first couple seasons, an unbelievable rookie year. But there was no way we could, you know, gather how well this guy was going to do and keep going for 20 straight years, 325 power play goals, 800 and what, 96 now goals. It was a surreal moment when he scored. I think for all of us who played with him, for all the fans, it was like, man, he got there and he's still going. And it's just an incredible feat.
Do you think we get another season out of him?
I do.
All right.
Dude,
I mean, I don't know personally. It's not like I called him and asked him if he's playing.
When I see him, I'm asking him.
Yeah. Ask him. I mean, to me, it would be a very nice swan song for him to go to every city and absolutely be beloved by all the fans, right? He could have another year. I mean, he could do another. He could. The guy, Russian machine, right? He can play as long as he wants. Someone's going to give him a contract. You know that. But I think he'll play a year, and that's just my personal opinion. It's what the team wants to do and what Ovi wants to do, I guess is what it comes down to, right?
Totally.
Honestly, for me, it's what Ovi wants to do first, almost.
Yeah, it is.
Just so it's not another NHL jersey.
Yeah, totally. I got the
exactly.
I got the quote.
No, it will not be.
It was from 2006, which you were probably here for this, Johnny, I think.
Yeah.
So he was getting multiple questions from the media about a potential injury after being hit with a puck. And Ovi was quoted saying, "I'm okay. Russian machine never breaks."
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Okay.
How awesome is that?
I thought it was after I left to Pittsburgh that came out. But, that's cool. I don't recall it, but I can totally see him say that with a dead straight face and just be like, hey, yeah, Russian machine never breaks.
last thing, Johnny, they just got a deal done with Nick Dowd, basically making sure he gets to retire a Cap. I really like the way the front office has operated this year. They wrapped up, locked up some of the good young guys, some of these goalies, taking care of a vet. You got to like to see that as a former player.
Oh, you guys are giving me breaking news. I've been in the gym for the last 3 hours. I haven't heard anything, and I'm absolutely pumped.
Yeah.
That is awesome, awesome news. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's so good. Nick Dowd, get a late starter in the NHL, but a guy who is absolutely laser-like focus. He is business-like out there. You know what you're going to get from every night. He's the reason that Dylan Strome was able to score his hat trick last night, the third goal, by his second and third effort off the draw. I mean, it's little things like that that, you know, kind of go unseen that Nick Dowd does, and that makes me so happy. Thank you guys for telling me that.
Well, that's awesome. We got to break some news to Brent Johnson. Breaking news for everybody else. If you wonder why Johnny looks the way he does, apparently he spends 3 hours at the gym. I usually try to lock down like 45 minutes. And that might be the big difference, Johnny.
No. All right. So let me go into that. I did a little I have a personal trainer, but I took a sauna, steam, a little hot tub too today. Trust me, I took my time in there.
Good for you.
You wouldn't work it out the whole time, right?
Good for you, man.
Exactly. Oh no. I'm not crazy.
Johnny, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen, you take care. Thank you.
All right, man.
Brent Johnson, give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. Does a really good job, man. It's been interesting watching the Caps this year. Because obviously Locker had to take some time, so then Allen was in the booth,
And
now Joe B's taking a couple games. They get Walton in there. It's been a lot of moving parts, but just always at a really, really high level.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.